Still today, we have 300,000 households that can't pay their electricity bill. We have nearly 200,000 households that can't pay their gas bills, despite the fact that four companies have come out now and said that we're increasing our prices by double-digit increases the week of the budget or slightly before, and you've decided to say that energy credits aren't going to make a way into the budget this year. It is the wrong decision. And I say to you, and I'm sure that you're listening to the same people that are talking to me, people who are pushed to the pin of their collar, people who know they're being ripped off. They know that the big energy companies are ripping them off, but your government has done nothing about it. As I said, you've pushed back against the proposals that we had to actually bring these prices under control. But it's the same with insurance, it's the same with rents, it's the same with foods. It's all talk and no action. The one action that you can have that will give support to people in the here and now is make sure that energy credits play a central part in a cost of living package in the budget. We are very clear it should be in the form of €450 that will support people right here, right now, because you have failed, your government has failed, to bring these companies under control in terms of the prices that they're charging, which are absolutely gouging people at this point in time.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to be too argumentative the first week back, but I mean, the Sinn Féin proposal to help people with their energy bills was to subsidise these massive energy companies. That was your proposal, to give our taxpayers' money to the energy companies. That was bonkers now, in fairness, and I think you reflected that, changed your policy. You weren't a big fan of the energy credits. I don't think you even committed to them in your manifesto. So you're now kind of jumping on every bandwagon going.